But I mean, do you see partial responses to PARP monotherapy in people who have no HR?
We certainly see it in patients who do not have BRCA mutations and who do not have the clear mutations of the genes that I mentioned. So in a trial called ARIEL2, which was a single-agent rucaparib study, they took patients with platinum-sensitive disease because that is a group of patients more likely to respond to a PARP inhibitor. Within that group, they allowed a small number of patients with a BRCA mutation who, if you like, served as a positive control. And they then took the rest of the group of patients who were BRCA negative, and they did the scarring type assay, if you like, on that, developed a score in terms of the genomic scarring, and divided the patients up into those that are BRCA-like on the base of the scarring and those that are biomarker negative. And what that showed is that the responsiveness to rucaparib was different in the two groups, and indeed the disease control rates and progression-free survival were also different. So they believe that they have a test that will be able to differentiate in the BRCA-negative population those patients who have HRD and those that don't have HRD. And that's being tested prospectively in the ARIEL3 maintenance trial.
What is that looking at?
So that's looking at rucaparib maintenance after chemotherapy, platinum-based chemotherapy, in both patients with a BRCA mutation and also a group that don't. And what they're trying to do is to use that scarring assay as a predictive marker for benefit of rucaparib maintenance therapy in those biomarker-positive patients.
Interesting. So I want to go through carefully the data, which actually has changed since we were even at that meeting, because I think the next day they presented SOLO2, which was extremely fascinating data set. But before we do that, just one other question. You were talking about the idea of BRCA germline and other cancers. And I'll share with you that at the GU symposium a couple months ago, I had a distinguished panel of six prostate investigators. And I went down the line and I said, "Do you consider it standard of care to do BRCA germline testing in metastatic prostate cancer?" And every single one of them said yes, to my astonishment. And every single one of them had patients who they had treated with a PARP inhibitor responded. So are we at the sort of basket stage of BRCA germline and PARP? Is it reasonable that anybody who's got a cancer, even though theoretically it might not necessarily be related with a BRCA germline, should have a trial of a PARP inhibitor if they have metastatic disease and no other option?
Yeah, I think that's difficult. I mean, I think there's a grading scale. We see BRCA mutations most commonly in breast and ovarian cancer, and I think the next most common tumor that's associated with germline BRCA mutations is prostate cancer. But I think when you get down to pancreatic cancer, the frequency of finding a BRCA mutation, a germline BRCA mutation in pancreatic cancer, is very small. Of course, going back to the family history here is, of course, very important, because if you have family histories of cancer in your pancreatic cancer patients, your index of suspicion will increase and it makes positive tests more likely. But I think we're not quite at the point where I think we can routinely test or should routinely test. That's a cost issue, of course. That's all patients with metastatic cancer for the presence of a BRCA mutation.